Hello, you are tuned in to another edition of Mountain Song and Story right here on Radio Bristol. We are in a new year with new beginnings, and I hope this year is the best one yet in your world. I'm your host, Tony Doman, and here on this program each week, I find and feature a theme relating to Appalachian culture and folk life, and then play songs and feature stories all about our topic of choice. It is so great to be back after a brief break for the holidays. I have so many great show ideas in the works for this year, so please come back and take a listen. I'll be speaking with more creative individuals from right here in Southwest Virginia and Northeast Tennessee, all about all kinds of folklore and culture and so much more. So please come on back. I'm excited for a new year of shows here on Mountain Song and Story. Well, today we're going to turn up the funk and talk about skunks. Skunks are not only adorable, but talking about them just makes sense. Get it? Skunks are native to the Appalachian region, and there are more than a few tales about them. Today on this program, I'll be reading a story called Why the Skunk Walks Alone, featuring some Native American mythology about these critters, and even talking about the mysterious skunk ape, which is a Bigfoot-like creature who resides in Florida. It's basically Florida's Bigfoot. I do hope you stay with me here this hour on the show. You are listening to Radio Bristol. So first up, let's get things going with a funky skunk song. Here we go.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should've looked left and he should've looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your window and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see, 'cause you can feel it in your old back.
Dead Skunk there from Loudon Wainwright III. You are listening to Mountain Song and Story right here on Radio Bristol. Today we are talking about skunks because what better way to ring in a new year than talking about how bad that the last couple years have just really stunk. So that's the thought process here on the program. This is a story. I've got one here for you ready to go. This is called Why the Skunk Walks Alone. When the Great Spirit made the first skunk, he gave him fur spotted with black and white to help him hide from his enemies. If the skunk stood still in the shadows at night, nothing could see him, and he was safe. But he was not satisfied. He was still afraid, and he asked the Great Spirit for something more. This time, the skunk was given sharper teeth and longer claws. Now, he was a truly terrible little fellow. Nobody could see him in the dark, and nobody knew the skunk was around until he felt sharp teeth and long claws biting and scratching. The other creatures of the woods and prairie began to fear the skunk, the animal which wanders around looking for his food when the sun has gone to bed and the stars have come out. But still, the skunk complained. He wanted something more, something that would make everything run from him. This made the Great Spirit angry. He had done so much for the little black and white animal, but the skunk was just not satisfied. What the Great Spirit did now was to give the skunk a powerful smell. The smell was so strong that when the skunk's friends found out he had it, they all ran from him as quickly as his enemies did. That is why the skunk goes alone today. Dogs and birds and snakes and even people all dislike his smell, and so they leave him by himself. This is the story of Why the Skunk Walks Alone. This is a Native American tale, origin story, actually, of why there are skunks from the Hassanai people who live in what is now Texas. Skunks are native to North and South America. They also don't appear naturally in Europe. Their closest living relative in European countries is actually this thing that is called the stink badger, which honestly sounds like nothing I want to be involved in crossing paths with. According to nativelanguages.org, skunks often play a role of monsters in Native American legends. Skunk spray is usually said to have been fatal in the distant past, but after the skunk defeats a hero, or is defeated by a hero or another animal, he just becomes merely annoying. Crossing paths with a skunk was considered bad luck in some tribes, and skunks were sometimes even associated with evil sorcery. But in some other southeastern tribes, skunks have been admired for their self-defense and usually appear in folktales defending themselves and their families from threats or taking justifiable revenge on other animals who have behaved badly. The Cherokee ascribed medicine powers to skunks and believed that a skunk's odor can ward off disease. And because of this, sometimes dead skunks were even hung over people's doorways to ward off those diseases. Okay, so skunks, we're featuring tales about them and songs about them on today's program. So let's get into some songs that do not stink.
Fellas, yes, all our friends are big shots now. It's no wonder we're jealous. Oh, nobody loves us. We hang our heads in shame. Nobody loves us. We're oh so nice and tame. Say nobody loves us. It really is a bump. Nobody loves us because we're just four skunks.
big bad wolf with his pig appetite. A greedy guy, now isn't he? All he does is brag about the dough he made with Disney. Oh, nobody loves me. My spirit sure is low. Oh, nobody loves me for the reasons you all know. Nobody loves me. My best friend said I stunk. Nobody loves me on the count of I'm a skunk.
Felix the Cat is wealthy and fat.
Yes, he was.
He moved into the city.
When did he move?
He said, I'm sure, young man, that you're the other kind of a kitty.
Oh,
oh, nobody loves me. I have no self-respect.
You sure?
Nobody loves me. My life's a total wreck.
Yes, you are.
Now nobody loves me. My pride has shrunk and shrunk.
Yes, it has.
Nobody loves me.
Wait a minute. On account of you, you're nothing but a skunk.
Now he has a new car, that Mickey the Mouse. It has a powerful motor. He passed me by and yelled, hey guy, you have a powerful odor.
Hey, nobody loves you.
I don't mean to offend.
Hey, nobody loves you. Pop, you haven't got a friend.
No, nobody loves me. I guess I've lost my spunk. Nobody loves me on account of I ain't nothing but a skunk. I guess I ain't nothing but a skunk.
Thank you.
All right, we just heard Skunk Hollow Rag from Tom Breyer, Skunk Hollow Blues before that from Duke Ellington, and The Skunk Song from Cab Calloway. If you are just tuning in to this program, you're listening to Radio Bristol, and you're listening to the show Mountain Song and Story right here on Radio Bristol. We talk about all kinds of weird things here on this show. We're all about folklore and culture of the Appalachian region. And today, we're talking about skunks. So, we're getting a whole bunch of songs about skunks. There's quite a few out there, and they don't stink. And, yeah, that's what we're doing today. So, it's also the point in the program, which is one of my favorite parts of this show, the story segment. We've already had one story kicking off the program about how the skunk came to be, the origin story according to Native American folklore. I love to find and feature readings of folktales connected to our theme each week. Often, a lot of the stories I choose are right here from the Appalachian region, but if you've listened to this program before, you know now that folklore and these stories have roots and branches, just like music, all over the world and all throughout time. So, lots of great stuff. Today, I'm going to share a bit about a story of the skunk ape. What the heck is a skunk? A skunk ape? First off, it sounds really scary. Skunk, monkey, two really scary things, if you're asking me. According to All That's Interesting, the swamp Sasquatch is known as the Florida skunk ape. It's about 6'6", 450 pounds, smells bad, and it roams all over the Florida Everglades, or some people say. And I can say this, I have been to the Everglades, and there are some pretty scary stuff down there. But you need to go visit because there's some pretty great stuff too. So, the skunk ape. Basically, if you go online, you're going to find all kinds of stories about the Florida skunk ape out there. Just a lot of different things about it. So, there's actually a skunk ape headquarters, which is a research facility focused on proving that the creatures are real. It's pretty much the skunk ape isn't too different from Bigfoot, other than a few unique characteristics. They roam exclusively through the Everglades, often in whole packs, and I've got here that they're said to be peaceful and kind. So that's a really nice thing to say. The earliest well-known skunk ape sighting happened back in 1957 when a pair of hunters claimed that a gigantic, smelly ape invaded their camp at the Everglades. Their story picked up traction, and as it spread, the creature started to pick up its own unique name, inspired by its smelly nature. But that's just when stories about the skunk ape hit kind of the, I'm going to use the word mainstream. Stories of the skunk ape go much back, further than the 20th century, to Native American tribes who lived in the Everglades before European settlers even came there. There has been sightings of this creature in the woods for who knows how long, hundreds of years. So there you go. A little bit about the mysterious skunk ape. Again, I know we're talking about a Florida folktale, folklore creature here, but we also have different versions of Bigfoot here in the Appalachian region, and there are a lot of songs about him too. So we're going to play a few songs now about some Bigfoot-inspired sightings. Here we go.
Looking back at me, better get your rifle, boys, before it's too late. The bear's got a little pig and ate it through the gate.
He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet of jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Started making honey way up in the tree. Cut down the tree, but my honey's all gone. Oh, Slewfoot's done made himself at home.
He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been free. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Froze over, so where can he go? We chase him up the gully, then we run him in the well, and we shoot him in the bottom just to listen to him yell.
He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Some folks like the summertime when they can walk about. Strolling through the meadow green, it's fun, there's no doubt. But give me the wintertime with snowfalls all around, where I found her when the snow's on the ground. Well, I traced her little footprints in the snow. See her, there was a big round moon. Her mother said she just stepped out, be returning soon. I found her little footprints and I traced them through the snow. I found her when the snow's on the ground. Well, I traced her little footprints in the snow. Up in heaven, she's with an angel band. I know I'm gonna meet her in that promised land. But every time the snow falls, it brings back memories, for I found her when the snow's on the ground. Well, I traced her footprints through the snow. Forget the day my darling lost her way, and I found her when the snow's on the ground.
On the ground. the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
We go where we want to, do what we like to do. The only time to get restless, there's always something new.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly, come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say. Oh.
Or anywhere, just look over your shoulder, guess who'll be standing there.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
The Monkees there with Hey Hey, We're the Monkees. Bigfoot from O.C. Helton. That is an old-time fiddle tune from the Library of Congress recordings. Great little fiddle tune that I could find relating to our topic today. We're talking about skunks, the skunk ape, and more. Before that, we also heard Footprints in the Snow from Roger Miller and Old Slew Foot from Jim and Jesse. And since we just talked about the stories of the skunk ape before that set of tunes, I got another goofy tune here for you from Ray Stevens. Of course, it's going to be goofy if it's from Ray Stevens.
Well, a strange thing happened the other night. You won't believe it, but I swear it's true. Harry the hairy ape made his escape from the city zoo. And under cover of a darkness, he made his way to the middle of a municipal park and hid in the bushes and waited for somebody to come walking along by himself in the dark. Then along comes somebody not suspecting nothing. Had jumped by the bushes all of a sudden, beat on his chest, jump up and down, and he say, which is the hairy ape talk for, boo, I bet you I scared you, ha-ha. Scared that poke cat so bad his eyes bugged out, his hair turned white, and he went off to the municipal park, screaming and hollering, tearing down the shrubbery, digging up the lawn, knocked down to keep off the grass sign, run through the hurricane fence, and fell in a municipal swimming pool and drowned himself. Oh. Well, Harry thought this were the funniest thing that he had ever seen. And he laughed, jumped back in the bushes, got ready to do it again. The next guy that come along was a nearsighted local DJ, just bopping down the sidewalk on his way to work with a box of records under his arm that he was gonna play. So he come, not suspecting nothing, had jumped by the bushes all of a sudden, beat on his chest, jump up and down, and he say, which is Harry Ape talk for, boo, I bet you I scared you, ha ha. Man, that radio announcer didn't even bat an eye. He was so nearsighted, he thought Harry was a rock and roll singer. So he give an old glad hand, slap him on the back, smile, and say, don't worry, man, I'm gonna play the record. Then he say, bye. Bopped on off down the sidewalk, every four, five steps, he stopped and do a little mashed potatoes.
had just stood there watching till he got out of sight. Man, he didn't know what to think. I mean, it really shook him up. He run back to his cage as fast as he could go and jump up on his little swing, put both hands over his eyes and didn't look for 3 hours and 45 minutes. But that's not the end of our story. No, here's what happened. Well, the DJ played Harry's record.
What record?
Shut up, it was a hit and he became a star. He got in some tight britches, got him a manager, went on a promotion tour, combed his hair back and took up playing the guitar. And every Sunday afternoon you can go and see Harry at the zoo. And the girls scream and he'll sit on his swing and pick and sing his hit record for you.
Harry the Ape there from Ray Stevens. Okay, so let's get back to talking about skunks, which is why we are here today. We're talking all about these critters from folklore to folktales and more. So here are a few fun facts about the actual critter, the skunk, as opposed to the critter in the folktales. What are we talking about? Okay, so like all critters, sometimes animals can be considered a nuisance. Skunks are no exception to this. However, they can actually be beneficial to farmers, gardeners, and people who own land because they feed on a large number of garden pests. However, they do carry rabies. They're actually a very high carrier of rabies. One member of the weasel family, the Wolverine, even has earned the nickname Skunk Bear because they stink. Skunk spray is actually highly flammable, so if you're trying to get rid of the smell, you probably don't want to light a match because things could probably go horribly wrong. Some of us cannot actually smell skunks. Just like 15% of us are unaffected by poison ivy, there's a much smaller group of people who are immune to the smell of skunks. The condition is known as specific anosmia, also known as smell blindness, which is the inability to smell a particular odor. All right. And another fun fact here. A group of skunks is called a surfet, I believe. But skunks are pretty solitary creatures, which, yeah, they just kind of want to be left alone. Don't bother them. Finally, a skunk's spray has a range of up to 10 feet, and its odor can be detected up to 1.5 miles away. Skunks eat wasps, honeybees, and will often attack beehives. Also, they are immune to snake venom. Skunks are known to eat poisonous snakes like rattlesnakes. There you go. There's some more interesting fun facts about skunks as we dive into folklore about these critters today. Okay, I got another song here for you. One of my favorites, Del McCurry tune, Snake in the House. We're going to play this one because we've been talking about skunks and we just learned that they're immune to snake venom. You never know what you're going to learn.
Something wrong. He ran through the house and found that she was gone. It looked like a Texas twister. It cut a path through there. He found these words in lipstick on a bathroom mirror. There's a snake in the house and he's been shedding skin, leaving behind signs of where he's been. Now I'm telling you, if it's the last thing that you do, there's a snake in the house. Get it out. Now right below these words, all up in the sink, He saw his shirt with lipstick on it, the color cheating paint, and a bill from a room that he'd signed Mr. Smith. But the way he signed the dotted line is something she can't miss. There's a snake in the house, and he's been shedding skin, leaving behind signs of where he's been. Now I'm telling you, if it's the last thing that you do, there's a snake in the house, get it out. Before I get back, get
out. Okay, Mr. Scott, he's got a lot more fun than any other animal.
Drunk as a skunk, drunk as a skunk. black, the child is white. The whole world looks upon a sight, a beautiful sight. And now a child can understand that this is the law of all the land, all the land. The world is black, the world is white, it turns by day, then by night. The child is black, the child is white, together they grow to see the light, to see the light. And now
there, Monkey in the Dog Cart from Jim Herd. That is a Library of Congress recording there. Black and White from Three Dog Night. the skunk, the goose, and the fly, Tower of Power before that. All right, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can catch this program, Mountain Song and Story, on Thursdays at 4 o'clock right here each and every week on Radio Bristol. You can also check out past programs if you visit the Mountain Song and Story program blog page, which is found on over at listenradiobristol.org. Go check out the website. You can find information about this program and all of the other programs we have up there at listenradiobristol.org. As always, for my show, I've got all the songs and materials lined up there, so go check it out if you want to learn more about today's program. Folks, once again, my name is Toni Doman, and thank you so much for tuning in. I will catch you right here next week. Right.
He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed, and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff on me. That ain't no road.
Hey, everybody.